there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness and positivity. How's it going? Hope everything's well. Hope you're standing strong and with a nice, positive outlook. And we can observe the weather keeps on changing. The sun is now shining. There were some rainy, stormy, snowy days, and now the sun is back again. And the leaves have been blown by the wind, and the snow has been melted by the gentle rays of the sun. So make time to look up and just embody the vastness of the sky and look at the trees, how they are patiently just there, present, non-judging, not complaining, and may they be our teachers. Tuning into nature is one of the best healers. It tunes us into this divine intelligence that contains and penetrates each and every particle of reality. It's in the air, it's in you. Divinity is within you. Let's not make a big fuss out of circumstances, out of our said limitations, for they are delusions. Anything that you're afraid of, run it through your thinking once again. Think about it and muster up the courage to sit with it, whatever it is that is bothering you, and come to a realization that it is not a part of you. It's not inside you. Sometimes thoughts, since they pop up in the mind and it comes into our domain of familiarity, into our radar, we tend to believe that it is a part of us. Thoughts are not a part of us. Thoughts are not you. You are a much bigger being, if we can say that. Your truest self is awareness, the one who can realize that you are thinking. That is your real you. That's the bigger part of you. And if you extend yourself even bigger, which you can through intention and meditation and practice, you get to realize that all is part of one grand motion, which is the way. And it is going perfectly and correctly. It is just when we get too rigid and too inside our heads and too attached in our beliefs and too persistent in our opinions that we create suffering and imbalance. Do not contend with what is. It is what it is, and you may work with it or you can complain. The first one will bring upon growth, will bring you growth, learning, and worlds that you never knew existed. And the other one will just cause you pain. So try to quit complaining. We can do this by becoming aware and increasing the space between stimulus and response. You do not need to react to each and everything that you see in your external. Might as well, better yet, the better thing to do is to filter it and to ask questions. Why does that make me feel that way? Why does this thought make me feel this way? Why am I urged to react this way? And in questioning, you get to see yourself. We get to see ourselves being attached to limiting beliefs or stories that aren't really true. Maybe programmings that have been passed on from our ancestors. But it's not their fault. It's okay. Our ancestors try their best as you are trying your best right this second. So watching the thoughts, that's the main purpose of this podcast and what I talk about here is to just watch your thoughts, observe your beliefs. Have you been believing things that are not of service to you? What's nourishing to you right now? What helps you right now? And how do we know that our feelings are our radar? So if you believe a certain thought and you feel tightness in the chest and clench in the fist and frowning in the forehead, that's a good sign to filter it once again, or maybe change your position, or maybe totally let it go. The art of letting go. Everything in this world can be bypassed. So take a deep inhale and take a long exhale and let go of things that don't serve you. It has been a cliche in yoga classes, but cliches are thus because they work. It has stood the test of time. So practice the art of letting go and become engaged, not entangled. What do we mean by that? Becoming engaged is becoming a full dedicated participant of life, doing what you can where you are, in a loving, balanced, gracious manner, embodying the Buddha sitting on a lotus with a kind, compassionate eye. This does not mean that you ignore everything around you. You participate in a gracious way, allowing the way of others, allowing what is, and to not judge what is. If within your power you want to change something, do something about it. This can be done by minding your business. This can be done by perfecting and polishing your skills, learning, planning your actions, scheduling your activities that does not interfere with others and or the world, or does not cause, that does not stir up emotions. Let things be. And finding that balance is the sweet, sweet beauty of life. Finding the balance between working on things and letting it be. I have written about this in many entries in Make Pure Thy Heart on Substack, because a Zen koan said, you are fine as you are and also in need of some improvements. And that's the beauty of our time-space reality. Time will pass, so dedicate yourself into something that makes you better. It can be physically, socially, mentally. And becoming mindful is a good way to start your journey. So I invite you to read articles in startearlytoday.com and Make Pure Thy Heart on Substack. And if you're into tattoos, go to snowtattoo.com. And we're gonna close with a card from Deepak Chopra, our hero. And also, think of everything as yourself. That's the golden rule. Everything you see outside of you is a reflection of yourself. The subconscious mind does not know anything but yourself. It only communicates with your conscious mind. So, if you bring forth energy of negativity, it brings you more negative stuff. And it shall snowball. That's the law of perpetual transmutation, the law of momentum, the law of inertia. So start with the good. And each hour you can reset by changing your environment and change your perspective with a deep breath, and maybe listen to some episodes in here. I would like you to subscribe in this podcast and click the notification bell so that we can be accountable for each other's mindfulness and for each other's lives, because I am you, you are me, and we're just here as how do you say soldiers? Like servers, students. We're an army of beings here that's changing the trajectory of this the vibrational resonance of the world. In this epoch or era, we are in a specific distance from the sun. We are coming up to Dwapara rising, and consciousness shall rise. And then it will become dark again, and it will become light, just like day and night. So it's just a dance, my friend. You can never ever be out of where you are, so putting your happiness elsewhere is futile. Your happiness is right here, right now. It is how you feel about your life. Start with gratitude. Being grateful is a great, great cliche, but have you really practiced it? Because if you practice it deeply, tears shall pour before your from your eyes. Okay? So a little from Deepak Chopra, a little something. The fruit of surrender is patient grace. Wow. So surrender. If we are holding on and being too attached, too grippy, with a need to know, we are always attaching ourselves to what is known. I want to know. I want this. I want to know this. I want to know what's going to happen. Why not surrender? Try surrendering. It will relax your whole nervous system, and trust that the sun will rise, and in the same manner, your problems shall be solved. It won't get solved by indifference. We mean that the right answer will come at the right time, and you will do the solving at the right time. Maybe not right this moment, because right this moment, it is just what it is. We're just sitting here and tuning into the simplicity of a man sitting under the sun, or a woman washing dishes, and it's okay. So mindfulness helps us become awake, to truly become awake to what really life is. It's just this. Bong. You bang the bell or the gong. Or the meditation bowl. This is just it. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to change. And if you're okay with that, you'll be okay. Your body parts will be happy. People around you will become more relaxed. So I hope you had a good session listening, and you picked up something that you can apply and integrate into your day. So surrender is the theme. May you surrender to what's good, true, noble, and godlike, whatever it may be for you. And that's the beauty of life. It is up to you. Take charge of this responsibility, not begrudgingly or with murmurings. Pick it up with a sense of gratitude and thankfulness that we are given such tasks and duties, for we are here for a reason. We are entrusted, okay? That is what it means by the word credit. You are credited, which means the credit card company entitled you their trust to be able to pay them back with interest, right? So if you're entrusted with a certain lot in your life and you ask God, why me? It is because God trusts you, and maybe you are belittling yourself. If God trusts you, so can yourself. Believe in something bigger than you and do the actions, no matter how little it can be, with great intent. That's it for today. I hope I inspired you. StartEarlyToday.com, MakePureThyHeart.com, and SnowTattoo.com. Be kind to the animals. Say hi to a squirrel. Namaste.